From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. British leaders attempting to reassure financial markets following last Thursday's referendum to leave the European Union. Britain's finance chief, George Osborne, met with reporters today to explain what they're doing to make sure the economy does not go off course and to explain the potential impact to citizens of the exit from the EU.
What the British people need to know is that the fundamentals of the British economy are strong. We have spent the last 6 years so that Britain is prepared for whatever is thrown at it. There will be a period of economic adjustment because of the decision we've taken, but we will get on and implement that decision democratically arrived at in our country, but we do so from a position where we have one of the strongest economies in the world, where we have repaired our financial system, where we are repairing our public finances, and where we have record employment.
Prime Minister David Cameron is to meet with EU leaders in Brussels tomorrow. Meantime, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry visits Brussels and London today. He's the first senior U.S. official to visit since the British vote last week. Lebanese officials say suicide bombers have killed at least 5 people in an eastern village near the Syrian border. 15 were wounded in the incident. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the deadly attack, Lebanon being repeatedly hit by militant attacks related to the ongoing war in neighboring Syria. Italian Coast Guard says it has coordinated the rescue of more than 3,300 migrants in the Mediterranean as Libya-based smugglers exploited good weather and calm seas to launch more boats full of migrants toward Europe. Coast Guard says the migrants were saved Sunday in an area 55 kilometers off the Libyan coast. This is VOA News. Iraq.